Religion's role during the pandemic has been a complicated one. How do places of worship care for a congregation's physical, mental, and spiritual health? The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports on how some churches are navigating this dilemma.
In April, when states around the region were deciding how to reopen, a group of Lutheran churches in southern Idaho were convening a task force
to kind of make some recommendations as to when maybe face-to-face worship might occur again.
That's Jim Gervin. He chaired that task force, which included pastors and congregants with backgrounds in public health. We know that the risk of spreading the virus is significantly higher indoors, especially with poor ventilation. So at first, they discussed keeping churches closed.
If we wanted to make sure everybody's safe, we should suspend it until there's a proven vaccine.
But the task force worried some congregations wouldn't want to follow that lead. So instead, they came up with 36 pages of instructions with recommendations like disinfect your church after each service. When Idaho started allowing churches to reopen soon, under phase one, though, Gervin says the group was floored.
And we're looking at that and we're going, wow, you got to be kidding me.
It didn't sound safe to the task force yet. Congregations like the Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in Boise agreed.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Shepherd of the Valley's weekly
That's
worship
Dave Deckard,
service.
Pastor of that church, talking via an online sermon. Idaho saw more than 2,300 new cases in the first week of July. That's more than it faced in the first few months of the virus. Deckard says the decision to stay online came down to this.
Do we exist to care about ourselves as an institution and support ourselves? Are we the center of the universe? Or are we here to do something good amongst people around us?
As of now, Shepherd of the Valley has no reopening date online. Meanwhile, in downtown Boise, the Cathedral of St. John the Evangelist is holding Mass inside 7 days a week. On a recent Friday morning, I caught up with Jose Rodriguez as he left the church. He says being there in person is important for his faith.
We truly believe in the presence of Jesus. He's truly present in the Mass. So we've really missed it.
He says it's like watching a ball game on TV versus in person.
It's just so much more when you're physically there. It brings it up to a different level.
And he says he felt safe. Everyone was distanced to every other pew. And as I watched people file outside, most were either wearing or holding recently worn masks. St. John's is following recommendations of the Catholic Diocese of Boise. Gene Fadness is with that diocese.
We have people who on one end are saying, you know, we need to open churches up. We need to have faith that God will protect us and we don't need to listen to the government. And then you have those on the other end that say, you know, lock everything down, no public worship at all. We shouldn't be having Mass, period.
Fadness says the bishop gave Catholics a pass on having to go to Sunday Mass. But he says the bishop also had to figure out what's best for their community while respecting strongly held beliefs. That meant keeping churches open, but with recommendations like regularly disinfecting facilities, providing sanitizer, and asking congregants to wash their hands. However, the recommendations don't limit singing inside, which we know can cause super-spreading events. And while they recommend masks, they don't require them.
Religion and medicine, they have to go hand in hand.
That's Rabbi Cantor Robbie Sherwin. She leads the Wood River Jewish community in central Idaho. They've lost members to the virus, and right now, they're meeting online. But not all their rituals can be done virtually. For example, she says she has to sound the shofar during the month before Rosh Hashanah. Blowing into this instrument, made from a ram's horn, is ideal for spreading the virus in a crowd.
So I'm going to kind of do some pop-up shofar. I'm going to let people know when I'm going to be in a neighborhood. We'll distance, and I'll bring the shofar to them.
Sherwin says they plan to do gatherings outside. And all the while, she's looking to science, hoping for a vaccine, and singing to her congregation online.
Facing yet another fear when
for the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.